In the event the voters don't give us outright majority, I'm happy to work with other parties except the ANC. I'll never work with the devil structure of government, be local government, provincial, because ANC is a criminal enterprise. I'll never work with a criminal organization. I'll never work with people who will oppose corruption or some people who support corruption, because corruption, if you look at our manifesto, corruption is public enemy number one. So anyone who wanting to work with the ANC, that basically means that you are going to cover up the ANC corruption. And for us, there's just no way. So our relationship is not going to work. I'll work with the EFF and the Freedom Front Plus at local government level, but I won't work with them at national level. And the reason why I won't work with them at national level, because our core values of building a non-racial South Africa. I'm a capitalist, unapologetic. I'm a capitalist crusader. I believe in the power of the private sector. And the EFF believes in Marxism and socialism. I don't believe that nonsense. I do not even want to entertain having discussions with anyone to entertain Marxist and socialist systems that have so dismally failed. And that's why I want to waste my time to go into a coalition with the EFF. Why I would work with the EFF and the Freedom Front Plus at local government level, it's because I can tell you, in the 3 years of my mayoralty, there were the two parties that actually supported my work. They supported me firing corrupt officials, with the exception of the DA. DA actually sometimes objected to me firing corrupt DA officials. Executive, and I was not prepared to do that. EFF and the Freedom Front Plus supported my proper approach, where some of our people live in conditions that are totally unacceptable. And DA would want me to come and cut grass here in Sandton. I live in Sandton. I said, no, ANC for the 22 years that we're in government, their focus was firstly on stealing. Secondly, was on changing names of street names and buildings. Every time a hospital fails to perform, they change the name. Some of them, they change them 2-3 times. They don't realize, no, you need maintenance, you need to build more hospitals, more clinics, more roads, more, and maintain the current infrastructure. So I think those are the things that I think, you know, for me are very important.